From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So, some random facts for this day before 4th of July.
Day before, yes.
About 80% of tweets come from about 10% of users.
I believe it.
Uh-huh. And most of those are Kim Kardashian, but I... The rest are the president of the United States.
Yes,
Lacrosse was renamed the Allure when it debuted in Canada in 2004 because in Quebec, the word cross is slang for doing something to yourself. I did not know that.
Huh. Okay.
So Canada, there you go.
Isn't lacrosse a game or a sport?
Who knows? Yeah, there's a lacrosse sport, but yeah. Anyway, did you know that every president since Ronald Reagan has had a food taster who tries the food to make sure the president doesn't get poisoned?
I did not know that. I'm not surprised.
And why didn't Reagan have one? Oh, he had George Bush. That's fine. Speed 2 Cruise Control. Remember that movie?
Yes.
With Sandra Bullock, but not Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Only got positive reviews from two major film critics. And I'm surprised at this. Those two were Siskel and Ebert.
Whoa,
what a stinker that movie was. Such a stinker.
I didn't see it.
Oh, I saw it. I can't get that time back. I cannot.
Well, Keanu wasn't in it, and I'm a Sandy fan, but, you know.
She could not save it. It was just a horrible premise. Horrid.
Horrid.
And they totally wiped out a really beautiful yacht. Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. All right. It is time for the Who Cares News. Yeah. What's happening today?
Gullible Goop fans. Are you a Gullible Goop fan?
I don't know how gullible I am.
You're just a Goop fan.
I guess. I suppose.
Or you're a fan of Goop herself.
I'm a fan of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Not Goop, the brand.
No, I don't. I didn't buy my wife the jade eggs or anything like that. No.
I can't afford them.
No.
Anyway, Gullible Goop fans are calling Gwyneth Paltrow a quote, effing extortionist.
Oh, jeez. What happened now?
For allegedly duping them into paying more than $5,000 for a weekend wellness summit.
I'm not surprised.
If you're going to open your pocketbook and spend $5,000
dollars. Wow, I mean, look at what things cost on that website. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, from the jade eggs to the $15,000 sex toy. Come on.
Well,
so what's $5,000 amongst girls? Come on. Really?
A nice purse. right. So the wellness summit, it was supposed to... They say it was basically just a big promo for her Goop lifestyle brand.
Well, yeah, duh. I mean...
Now, this all happened in the UK.
Oh, okay.
The attendees were aware it was a Goop thing that Gwyneth was doing with her trainer, Tracy Anderson.
Okay.
But evidently, apparently, and all that, some of them didn't think they got their money's worth.
They didn't?
No.
Wow, just to be in her presence.
Faith in Begora, lo and behold. One attendee said, quote,
yes.
Gwyneth acts like she's a health goddess, but actually she's a pretentious, greedy extortionist. She was unapproachable, unquote.
Well, I mean, did they think that they were going to get more than just an autograph with her? I mean, you go to these conferences, it's not like the speakers are available to you afterwards unless they're trying to sell you something.
Well, true, but...
And Goop had people to sell stuff for her, so why would she sit at the table, you know, selling, you know, jade eggs or, you know, moisturizer?
Well, I'm kind of curious to see what they were advertising this to turn out to be. Now, Goop Rep says that the true value of the experience...
True value...
was worth more than the attendees paid.
How much more?
Like $8,000, basically.
What? Why?
Well, they got free extras. Like golden facials. That sounds bad right there.
Yeah,
golden
it does. Facials. Doesn't I know there's yes. a mother terminology for yes. using the word golden that uh-huh. doesn't sound good.
And there was far infrared gemstone therapy.
What?
Gemstone therapy.
Far
infrared.
Ooh, that's scary. Is that like a kyber crystal and a lightsaber? That's kind of what
probably not that good.
Probably not that good. Or far might be something else. And what about the jade eggs? Maybe $3,000 worth of jade eggs. Who knows?
Doubt it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be complaining.
Oh, last time we talked about the jade eggs, weren't they out of stock? They were out of stock, so maybe they haven't replenished that stock
maybe
yet.
Maybe not.
On the Goop website. Well, you know what? I got to tell you, if you're going to spend $5,000 going to a Goop Wellness Weekend, you deserve everything
you
don't get. Okay? Okay.
All right. Johnny Depp's legal team reportedly plans to subpoena James Franco. Yep.
Aye.
This is in relation to the defamation lawsuit against his ex-wife, Amber Heard.
What's Franco got to do with
Gold digger. Well, James, he's set to be subpoenaed over surveillance footage.
Of what?
He's supposedly entering an elevator with Amber just hours after she had an explosive fight with Johnny. This fight allegedly left her with multiple bruises on her face and her body. But now Johnny says that she's painted on the wounds to garner positive
publicity.
Oh, that's
right. I heard that. Yeah, he says the wounds were fake. You know what this reminds me of?
What?
The surveillance footage when Beyonce and Jay-Z got in the elevator with her with her sister and she started beating the crap out of him. That's what this reminds me of.
There was no beating in the elevator, though.
No. You know what? Spade when it comes to Depp and Franco, I think. That's just my opinion.
I don't know about Jay. I don't know about Depp, though.
No,
I mean, Depp's never been accused in all these years of anything violent, ever.
No, but
and then all
that
of a
doesn't
sudden,
mean there's
this little chicky chick. Comes
not a
along.
First time
I don't
for
know.
Everything.
I don't know.
She's got video, phone video of him throwing around a wine bottle one morning when he was drunk.
That's
you
true.
You know,
I don't know.
That was terrifying.
You know what I do know, though?
What do you know?
Yeah, I can't be political.
No, you can't. It's the day before 4th of July.
Here's this
political as I'm going to get about 4th of July.
All right.
Happy Treason Day, you ungrateful colonists.
you know who's not
ungrateful? Halle Berry's not ungrateful. Happy 4th of July, Halle. We're out of here. Now, we're off on Friday. We're off, obviously, tomorrow, but we're off on Friday. And we hope you enjoy your long weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday morning.
I have to work. Well, I'll work on Friday, but I work tomorrow.
I don't.
Well, you sit back and enjoy Treason Day.
I am. Anyway, if you're missing us this weekend, you're jonesing for some Who Cares, you know, you can find us wherever fine podcasts are heard, and you can go back and binge listen to 1,557 episodes.
Yeah.
You don't have enough weekend for that. No. So, but we'll meet you back here Monday morning. Have a great weekend and
have a happy 4th. It should always be fun. That's all the news you get careless about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.